Item number 11, construction contract award for the reconstruction of the Meacham Road Bridge to accommodate the widening and reconstruction of the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. This contract includes some work on Meacham Road itself. We got 7 bids. FH Passion again. SM Nielsen is the low bidder at $22,949,996.70. And they are meeting our DB goal. Item 12 is a construction contract award to reconstruct the Barrington Road Bridge to accommodate widening and reconstruction of the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We know we're going to have a future contract that will follow up on this to do the enhancements at this interchange because we are developing an IGA with Hoffman Estates and IDOT. We got 6 bids on this contract. Dunabay is the low bidder at $15,209,546.07. So you see, like, these last 4 have all been below the engineer's estimate and the budget. So overall, of the 250, we are about $1 million off of the budget. Item 13 is a construction contract award. This is for reconstruction and widening on the Elgin O'Hare Expressway from Meacham Road to Rowling Road. And we're also going to overlay the Meacham Medina Road Bridge and reconstruct the frontage roads in this area. We got 6 bids on this contract. Lower Construction is the low bidder at $30,540,952.56. They're meeting our DB goal. Item 14, I do need to point out that the correct award amount should read $44,867,874.97 on this. I believe it was misstated on the agenda that was posted. But this is a contract, another construction contract award for widening and rehab of the existing Elgin O'Hare Expressway from Irving Park Road, that's Illinois Route 19, to Roselle Road. We're going to widen this roadway section from 2 to 3 lanes in each direction. And we're also going to work on overlaying 8 of the bridges that exist in this section and install our first all-electronic toll collection plaza on the Elgin O'Hare. We got 3 bids on this contract. FH Passion SM Nielsen is low bidder at $44,867,874.97. And they're winning this contract based on their ECP credits. And the last contract award is a construction contract award for wetlands enhancement and restoration. This work will be done at the Pine Dunes Forest Preserve near the Wisconsin border. Work will provide environmental credits that we need for the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. It's part of our permit that we have. This contract will also include a 5-year site maintenance and monitoring. Typically, all of our wetland work and restoration work that we do that's required for permitting purposes, we have to make sure that the wetland does get established, so they always come with some additional years of monitoring and maintenance of these sites. We did get 6 bids on this contract for tunnel. Construction is the low bidder at $9,335,000, and they are going to exceed our DB goal. That noted. It seems like Pertano would be, this may be their first time being a prime on one of our jobs. We can check that.
It's possible. It's certainly not a name that we see frequently.
On the wetland restoration, who writes up the scope on that? Is that outsourced on the mitigation on that?
Typically, It does require a design contract, so our designer would be the one who would develop the plans for restoring the wetland site, and then we put it out to bid. One professional service contract award And this is for design services upon request. This is on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. Award is recommended to EXP US in the amount not to exceed $5 million. It's a task order based contract. They've committed to exceeding our DBE requirement. We did select EXP US for services in 2013, but it was for construction management services, so this is a design contract, so they'll have different people in the firm involved in this. Item 17 is a contract. It's actually a response to a request for proposal, which we advertised in conjunction with procurement. It's a contract to maintain, enhance, and upgrade the tollways traffic and incident management system. We call it TINS. It is basically an advanced management software system that we utilize. It helps us communicate with our ITS devices, intelligent transportation system devices that we have deployed on the system, such as our cameras and our traffic sensors. Helps us, what it really does is allow us some real-time monitoring and management of our roadway system. It helps us reduce congestion on the system, it helps us enhance traveler safety, and it's also contributing to the operation of the corridor system as a whole. Award is recommended to Delcan in the amount of $8,534,822.30. This is a 5-year initial term. It does come with a potential 5-year renewal option. They are committing to meet our DV percentage of 7%. It's specialized work.
So it says under review here, but
it's
confirmed.
Confirmed? Yeah, it's been confirmed.
Yeah, we've been working on it up till the last minute.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Only one vendor?
Yeah, we only had one vendor. So we did have a vendor conference. Mm-hmm. We had six.
And a vendor conference is before, you know, request for proposals is out, right?
Yes.
And then the vendors that are expecting to bid are sometimes they're required. I think this probably was one where they're required to come to a vendor conference where they can, of course, hear about it, but ask any questions that they have, but just so everybody knows what a vendor conference is.
So going into it, we thought we had four potential primes. One was the successful bidder. Another one was CMC Americas. They were having trouble providing us with the required procurement did follow up with all the people who didn't submit a proposal to us. CMC Americas, they didn't necessarily, weren't able to provide us with the references that we asked for so that we could evaluate whether or not they were qualified. Globetrotters, I believe, was just looking to partner with another firm, so they weren't necessarily going to bid it as a prime. And then SDI was
right.
The fourth one who could have potentially done it, and I don't think they've responded to us yet.
They actually received a response a little while ago,
okay.
And they just stated that this is very customized, and they just say at this time it's probably not in the best interest to submit a proposal. If we were to replace the system, they probably would have a little bit more interest. But considering the infrastructure that exists already, they didn't feel comfortable submitting a proposal.
So we do advertise this work, John, on the procurement bulletin board.
Correct.
Which goes out to like every vendor who signed up for it in the state of Illinois. There was some outreach done. We were actively trying to get people to bid on it.
What's the term of this?
It's a 5-year term.
Any questions? No. Okay.
Item 18, this is a supplement to one of our professional engineering contracts. The amount of the supplement is $122,642.80. This is for some additional design and construction services that were performed under Contract 4024 by Environmental Design International. They're known typically as EDI. The additional services were primarily associated with modifications to the maintenance of traffic plans and also development of a detour route for one of their interchange improvements. It happened after they had already submitted the final plans. We asked for these additional services. Their original supplement amount was $300,000. We did negotiate with them because part of their initial claim was they had to do some additional work on barrier warrant analysis, that's guardrail design. We didn't believe that they performed that work in the most efficient and effective manner, so we negotiated it down to $122,000, and they've accepted that, and I believe that's a fair compensation for the extra work they did for us. Item 19, this is a change order. Engineering is presenting a couple extra change orders on this month's agenda and also one extra work order. It's all for work on projects on the west portion of I-90 on the JNAS Memorial Tollway. We know we have six mainline contracts there which are going to finish up the widening and reconstruction work from the Elgin Toll Plaza all the way out to the Cherry Valley Interchange. It's a 37-mile section. There's a lot of work to be done. We are suffering some contract delays right now. Winter started a lot earlier than we thought, and it's continuing in a very bad pattern, which has disallowed us doing any work effectively throughout the month since really November of last year. So we've lost some days on our schedule. We are developing, and we have met with every construction contractor, corridor manager, and construction manager in this section of our system, and they're all developing mitigation plans to recover schedules so that we can get this work done on time. That's what these change orders and extra work orders represent. We know the work's time critical, and we still feel that even with these mitigation measures, we're still going to be coming in very close to the original budget amounts. So item 19 is a change order. It's requesting funding in the amount of $260,655.72. It's on contract 4134. This is with R.W. Dunteman. It's going to allow them to excavate and dispose of some of this unsuitable soil that's been identified in the median. We had some similar change orders on some of the other contracts. They're just getting around to doing it now. The contractor is committing to meet their DBE commitment on this work.
Any questions?
You know, the other thing I should mention on this one in particular, a lot of this work they've done, and they're supposed to get approval before they do it, so there may be a fine administered on either the CM or the contractor for not following the proper procedure for this and giving us advance notice. So item 20 is a change order. This is requesting funding in the amount of $260,719.76. Also on contract 4134 with R.W. Dunteman. This is really going to allow them to do a modification to their maintenance of traffic scheme. They're going to add some temporary barrier walls. We did get proper advance notice on this one. It's going to allow them to actually move into the next construction stage sooner and allow them to finish up building the median and the permanent median barrier wall at a later date when it's hopefully the weather is nicer. They actually have a DBE subcontractor performing this work, so we know it's not going to threaten their DBE percentage on this contract, and we're recommending award of this change order. Item 21 is an extra work order. This is with William Charles and Company. They're working on the furthest west section. This $415,000 on contract 4126 to William Charles is going to allow them to do some cold weather construction methods. So these methods are going to allow them to work on the median shoulder and the concrete pavement. Right now, they're going to start excavating out there as soon as possible, and it's going to help them mitigate some of the schedule that they've lost in the earlier months. The paving subcontractor, who is not a DBE firm, is going to actually do this work, but they still have committed to maintaining their overall DBE goal on this contract. questions on that one. I have a couple partial releases of retainage. Item 22 is a partial release and a reduction of their retainage to $1,287,959.57. It's on contract 4000 with Plody. They are just finalizing documentation right now, some warranty work, and producing the record drawings and certifications. So they don't have really any work to do to continue, and I'm recommending we return some of this retainage money that we're holding on them. Similarly, on item 23, it's a request for a partial release of retainage and reduction of retainage to $56,500. It's on contract 4076 with Passion, FH Passion, SM Nielsen and Associates. They have only punch list work remaining, some shoulder and barrier wall repairs, and some fencing to complete. So we're comfortable with releasing some more retainage to them on that contract. Item 24 is a partial release of retainage and reduction retainage to $56,800. This is on contract 5674 with Plody. They have to repair some temporary impact attenuators that were damaged, and some temporary concrete barrier walls need to get moved. That's really all the work that they have left to do. Item 25 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $229,668.36. This is on contract 4068 with Laura Construction. They've completed all this work. They finished it up within the budget. DBE goal is still being evaluated, but it looks like they're tracking pretty well towards meeting it. And as we agreed to before, we will report to you as these jobs close and give you the final DBE percentages. Item 26 is another final release of retainage in the amount of $167,477.25 on contract 4069 to LORIC, also completed within budget, and DBE information is tracking well, but still requires diversity is going to have to give it the final blessing. It looks like they're at 21%. Item 27 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $24,984.33. This is contract 4085 to RW Dunteman. They also completed the work within budget. There was a DB, very slight DB shortfall, which was approved by diversity. Item 28 is a final release in the amount of $61,877.42 on contract 4086. This is with FH Passion, SM Nielsen. They completed the work within budget, and looks like they're going to exceed the DBA goal on this one. Diversity is still reviewing it. Item 29 is a final release in the amount of $218,026.73. This is on contract 4089. This is with a DMBE firm, Acura. They completed all the work slightly above budget due to some additional maintenance of traffic that we asked them to do. DBE has been exceeded on this. Item 30 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $193,000 on contract 56. Joint venture of K5 and LORD. Contract was completed under budget. DB is under review. Item 31 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $148,223.06 on contract 9131 with Stenstrom Excavation and Blacktop Group. Diversity has approved the DB shortfall on this. And then the last three items, I believe, will be deferred to the full board executive session for further discussion. They all relate to Ben and that other land acquisition work.
Okay. So that'll be which items, Paul?
It'll be items 32, 33, and 34. 32 is a Ben and for the Elgin O'Hare. 33 is a developmental action on I-90, and 34 is a settlement, an administrative settlement for land acquisition purposes. And
any questions about those contract awards? Some of the all-time highs here.
You know, more of an accounting question. Just like an item number 7, when we do have the award being higher than the estimate, we see that like we take it from the, in this example in 7, the Jane Adams Memorial Project Fund. Are we actually reducing that budget by that $7 million?
We're reducing what's left in that project fund, project account by that amount, yes. And our analysis, I think we worked with PMO and engineering, but our capital budget group analysis is that there's sufficient funds left in that, even after taking these funds out, to complete the I-90 remaining projects.
And when we actually come under budget, we don't then offset it back into this. It seems like we then take it to a capital reserve account. When we are able to come under budget, where does those savings go to?
For at this point in the program, and I think that we are allowing those funds to go back into the in I-90 into the project account for I-90. The private corridor for I-90. On the CRP program, which is closing out, and once we get closer to budgeting the entire, all the projects for the larger project itself, and once we start closing projects out, if they're under budget at that point, then we would put in the money into a reserve. But because we're kind of early in the process of awarding all of the contracts and early in the work on some of the I-90 work.
If Jane Adams, as we're taking from it, if we did experiencing that shortfall, we would just grab it from the reserve account to make up that if we did come short after all.
And I think there's a number of things we'd look at. We'd look at whether or not we would need to do some value engineering to keep the overall cost of the I-90 reconstruction costs within the overall project budget. Probably what we look at first.
Thanks, Mike. We have a couple of recusals by Director Darcy. If there's no objection under engineering, we'll take items 1 through 9. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves on the full consent agenda. Item number 10. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? I will second it. Director Darcy has recused himself. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves on the full consent agenda for the board meeting. Item number 11, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves on to board consent agenda. Item 12, Director Darcy recuses himself. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves on to board. Items 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All the way through to 31. Any concern about approving all those together or taking them individually? They're being done. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board consent agenda. Items 32, 33, and 34 will be discussed at the full board in exec at the full board meeting next week. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Legal has 5 items. 1, I think item 5, we're going to have to go into executive session today for item 5. Elsler, David.
Director, thank you. Yes, 4
items to start with, all IGAs. Number one and two are related. These date back to letters of understanding from February 2008 and September 2009 with IDOT. This is for work taking 294 over Milwaukee Avenue. IDOT requested that certain lengthening of the bridges occur so that future IDOT work can be done. And these IGAs essentially deal with accounting for those requests by IDOT. So you'll see that the gist of these agreements is accounting for the extra costs incurred from the tollway construction projects. On the item number one, final cost to the department, that's IDOT, would be $3.548 million. On item number two, final cost to the department will be approximately $2.956 million.
Those are items number one and two for the two directions of the bridge over Milwaukee Avenue.
Okay. Item number three, also relating to bridge work, this is taking I-90 over the Des Plaines River Road, and this agreement essentially with Rosemont will have Rosemont doing some maintenance of the underpass lighting on a going forward basis. And item number four is an IGA with the tollway, IDOT, and the Village of Hoffman Estates. A full access interchange at I-90 and Barrington Road is being constructed, and the essence of this agreement is to talk about the cost sharing that has been negotiated with these three entities. You'll see it laid out in your summary with the approximately $64.851 million cost. Tollway will be assuming 60% of those, IDOT 33%, and the Village of Hoffman Estates 7%. And this is pursuant to our interchange cost sharing policy that served as the basis for this agreement.
Any questions?
No questions?
Okay. If there's no objection, we'll take items under legal 1, 2, 3, and 4 together. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So
second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Consent agenda. Item 5, we're going to need a motion to go into exec. And I think we'll do that. We'll take a 5-minute break. About 10 minutes?
Fine. 5 is fine. We're over long. It's fine. Short break.
5-minute break.
So if you can do a motion pursuant to Illinois Open Meetings Act exception, section 2C11, to discuss litigation about the tollway.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are now in executive session. We'll take about a 5-minute break. Thank you, everyone. We have so just come out of executive session. We are now back in regular session of the Finance Committee. David, would you review a motion for us, please?
Yes, thanks, Director. Yeah, we could have a motion to approve authority for staff to proceed with a settlement in the workers' comp matter involving Ms. Elsa Garcia in the amount as discussed in executive session a few minutes ago.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes and moves to the full board for consent agenda. Thank you. Let's see. Is there any unfinished business? And any new business? I don't think there's anything else. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.